Welcome, and thank you for standing by. I'd like to inform all parties that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. For assistance during the conference, please press star zero. I'd like to now hand the call over to Gladys Dutrell. Thank you. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 10th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us on the line. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Present.
Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Present.
Thank you. A quorum is present. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. There is no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. The Commission is fully operational with personnel still working remotely. We will be reopening the Commission offices at the Commonwealth Keystone Building in Harrisburg for PUC employees and visitors on Monday, August 2nd. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes of May 20th, 2021, and I will call upon Commissioner Coleman, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of the May 20th, 2021 public meeting, and I move they be approved as presented.
You have heard the motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion or further edits of the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor of adoption of the minutes, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The minutes are approved. And at this point, I will turn it over to the Commission Secretary, Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through this morning's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Madam Chairman and Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one with matters presented by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page one, the audit reports regarding generation supply charges for the PPL Electric Utilities Corporation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page two, and matters presented by Director Bechtel and the Bureau of Consumer Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the joint petition filed by the First Energy Companies to revise its joint universal service and energy conservation plan.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a brief statement on the matter.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. Before us today is a joint petition filed by First Energy to revise its current 2019 through 2023 Universal Service and Energy Conservation Plan, hereinafter referred to as USEP or 2019 Plan. The Commission's proposed action directs the company to file supplemental information on various aspects of its proposal prior to final approval. In the petition, First Energy requested that the Commission adopt a Customer Assistance Program, CAP, that closely aligns with the guidance established by the Commission's CAP policy statement for the duration of its 2019 plan. The majority of those proposed changes, such as the addition of a consumer education and outreach plan, have the potential to create greater awareness and access to utility assistance dollars. This is an important development, as there are roughly 1.7 million customers throughout the company's service territory, and 465,000 of them are estimated to be eligible for CAF. However, the petition appears to increase the monthly payments for customers with incomes between 51% and 150% of the federal poverty income guidelines. Therefore, as part of this iterative approval process, I ask FirstEnergy to provide more information on the number of customers that will be affected by this change and the impact on the bills of those customers that fall below 150% of the federal poverty guidelines. I would also respectfully suggest to FirstEnergy that it was not the intent of the Commission's CAP policy statement to require households already struggling financially to pay more for utility service. I commend FirstEnergy, however, for embracing a willingness to re-examine many aspects of its assistance programs, and the Commission looks forward to reviewing its answers when they're filed. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 2, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the Universal Service and Energy Conservation Plan of National Fuel Gas Corporation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there Olman a second?
Olman
I think
second.
I heard Commissioner. Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I heard Commissioner Coleman. Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 3, beginning with the application of Abbas Transportation Services, LLC, and ending with the informal investigation of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Verizon, Pennsylvania.
There are motions to adopt the staff recommendations.
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 4. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the informal investigation of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Energy Transfer Company doing business as ETC Northeast Pipeline LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman. Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a statement.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. The matter before the Commission is a proposed settlement between the Commission's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement and the Energy Transfer Company regarding a pipeline failure and ensuing explosion that destroyed a house and 6 high-voltage transmission towers and an electric power line in Beaver County on September 18, 2018. Because this settlement was reached without a formal proceeding having been filed, the case does not appear with a commission document number until the settlement was reached and filed. The action the commission takes today is to put the settlement out for comment, but the only entity served are the parties themselves and the public advocates. In the interest of transparency, I believe this matter should be advertised more widely in order to allow comments from all interested entities. And I would publish the Commission's order in the Pennsylvania Bulletin and direct Energy Transfer Company to post it on its website. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 4, the formal complaint of Agnes and Steve Atuin versus PICO Energy, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 5, both items on page 6, both items on page 7, both items on page 8, and ending the omnibus with the first item on page 9, the application of one-stop service center.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 9, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the application of Metro Black LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, just a very brief comment.
Vice Chairman Sweet.
Thank you. I will be voting in the negative on this matter. I will not belabor the issue. All of you have heard it from me several times. This is another one of these compliance with insurance requirements cases. I continue to be hopeful that a better process will be developed in the near future that will be more customer friendly. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 I also will be voting aye. Any opposed?
Sweet opposed.
The motion passes 3-1, noting the dissent of Vice Chairman Sweet.
Turning to page 10, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all three items on page 10, beginning with the joint petition of Verizon Pennsylvania LLC and Princeton Hosted Solutions LLC, and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 11, both items on page 12, all three items on page 13, both items on page 14, both items on page 15, and ending the omnibus at the top of page 16 with the joint petition of Verizon North LLC and Matrix Telecom doing business as Matrix Business Technologies.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
So I heard Commissioner Coleman first. Vice Chairman Sweet, do you want to second it?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
It is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 16, the joint petition of Commonwealth Telephone Company doing business as Frontier Communications and CenturyLink Communications, and continuing and ending the omnibus with the single item on page 17, the joint petition of Frontier Communications of Breezewood, LLC, and CenturyLink Communications, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Under discussion, let me place my comments on the record for both of those matters for my recusal. Consistent with Section 1102 of the Commonwealth Ethics Act, I will be recusing myself from these matters because my brother is employed by Frontier Communications. Is there any further discussion or comments to place on the record? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0, noting my recusal.
Turning to page 18 in matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 18, beginning with the tentative order canceling the licenses of certain electric generation suppliers and continuing the omnibus to include all three items on page 19, and both items on page 20, and all three items on page 21, and both items on page 22, ending the omnibus with the quarterly earnings report of Pennsylvania Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Holman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 23 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 23, beginning with the rulemaking regarding Act 13 of 2012, and continuing, including, and ending the omnibus with the first item on page 24, the rulemaking regarding hazardous liquid public utility safety standards at 52 PA Code Chapter 59.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 24, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the order addressing the termination moratorium regarding COVID-19, cost tracking, and creation of regulatory assets, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page 25 with the proposed order addressing the suspension of regulatory and statutory deadlines and modification to filing and service requirements.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Unora, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Under discussion, I do have comments to place on the record. I ask that they be spread upon the record in their entirety, and this is for both matters. Today, the Commission takes action to acknowledge the upcoming expiration of our temporary regulatory authority. Over the course of the COVID pandemic, the Commission issued numerous iterations of temporary policy orders to ensure that utility service was maintained, utility bills were affordable, and that the Commission was able to prudently effectuate its public duties. I would like to commend all Commission staff and my fellow colleagues for their tireless efforts to navigate through these extraordinary policies. The Commonwealth has taken definitive steps to move us forward toward normalcy, with mask mandates lifted, businesses opening, and vaccination numbers increasing. It is under this context that the General Assembly and the Governor have modified the underlying legal foundation, giving this commission extraordinary regulatory accommodation. First, the passage of House Resolution 106 ended the Governor's proclamation of disaster emergency on June 10th. Also, the passage of House Bill 854 extended Commonwealth agencies' temporary regulatory authority until September 30th, 2021. I am pleased to take this step today to officially acknowledge the finite expiration of our temporary COVID policy powers as of September 30th. I highlight that all commission orders issued under our temporary authority before September 30th will remain in force and effect, even if such orders directed measures which continue past September 30th. Thank you. Any further discussion or comments on these matters? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, on page 25, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition of Claverack Communications, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 26, and matters presented by Chief ALJ Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge, it is recommended that the Commission adopt Deputy Chief ALJ Cheskus's recommended decision in the application of PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman,
Sweet, Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a motion on the matter.
Commissioner Unora.
Thank you. I would like my motion entered into the record as if I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission today is a recommended decision regarding PPL's proposed intercompany restructuring. While the recommended decision approves the joint settlement in this matter, it does not contain an ordering paragraph granting a certificate of public convenience to PPL for its proposed intercompany restructuring, which is warranted. Additionally, the recommended decision contains an error that needs to be corrected. Therefore, I move, one, that the following ordering paragraph be incorporated in the recommended decision as follows, that a certificate of public convenience be issued to PPL Electric Utilities Corporation evidencing our approval of the intercompany restructuring at docket number A-2017-262-9534. Two, that the language on page 6 of the recommended decision be corrected to state the Commonwealth Court reversed the Commission instead of the Commission reversed the Commission. And three, that the Office of Special Assistance prepare an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Unora. Is there a second to the motion?
Coleman, second.
Second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion on the motion as offered by Commissioner Unora? No discussion. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. On the matter as amended by the motion, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 26, it is recommended that the Commission adopt ALJ Gould's recommended decision in the petition of Aqua Pennsylvania.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes regular agenda. Turning to the carry-in agenda. On page 1 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the proposed rate case of the PECO Energy Company's gas division.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that, consistent with 4 PA Code Section 1.43C, the Commission's notational vote regarding the petition for interim emergency relief filed by Birdsboro Kosher Farms against the Pennsylvania American Water Company be recorded and entered in the minutes of today's public meeting.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
We so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 3 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page 3, beginning with the approval of the settlement agreement involving Energy ME Midwest LLC and Ajira Energy LLC, and end the omnibus with the petition of Trico Connections LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 4 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the moratorium and proclamation of disaster emergency addressing supplier door-to-door and in-person marketing.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
In order, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? I do have a comment to place on the record. I would just, as I did with the other ones dealing with the moratorium, I want to take this opportunity again to thank our staff, including our Office of Competitive Market Oversight, for its continued diligence in managing retail energy and gas policies throughout the pandemic. With this final order, the Commission takes steps to transition the retail energy marketplace back to more normal activities. As of the entry date of this order, the residential door-to-door marketing will be permitted to recommence with limited reporting requirements. Those reporting requirements will expire consistent with the statute on September 30th of this year. Is there any further discussion or comments to be placed on the record? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, on page 4 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition of Time Warner Cable Information Services, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unor, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you very much, Madam Secretary, and thank all of you for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And with nothing else coming before us, at this time I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I heard Commissioner Unora first, so motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 4-0. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you.